It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
You know, David, I was just thinking when you were talking about Peacock Lane, whenever we would go out during the Christmas season, when it was so chilly in Southern California, we'd head up to the mountains for a day to play in the snow.
Nice.
But my mom would always bring some hot chocolate in a green thermos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those kind of big green thermos, silver cap?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'd always fight over who would get to use the cap as the cup.
Right.
Remember that?
I do, indeed, yes.
Well, Pam, she is our winner today. You know, she attends St. Charbel's and St. Anthony's Church, both of them.
Nice.
And so maybe with her second cup or her hot chocolate, well, she might enjoy some wonderful Trappist fruitcake. David, these have been so wildly popular.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, Friday show, we're going to have an opportunity two times during the show.
All right.
To get that, so you'll have
fun
even
Friday.
More of a chance. So today, though, David, I found this great article, and it was through Church Pop.
Yeah.
Epic Pew, our great resources mm-hmm. that we can attend. And they talked about the 10 hallmarks of the Catholic Church. And this struck out to me because, well, you're watching a whole lot of Hallmark movies.
That's right.
There's some hallmarks of the Hallmark movies, aren't there?
Yes, there are. That's for sure.
I think you said Ken Hellenius, who his wife is an expert.
But, yes.
You know, you think about those movies, there are some things that definitely stand out in those. And there are some things that definitely stand out when you're talking about the Catholic Church. If you talk about any of these things, well, you know, that's us.
Yeah.
That's the Catholic Church. So I thought we'd spend just a few minutes here this morning talking about some of these things and that things that are hallmarks of our faith.
All right.
First of all, they say the Bible. The church has always venerated the full canon, that is 73 books of God's written word, which she preserved, compiled, translated, published, interpreted, and defended. The Bible was formed in the womb of the Catholic Church.
73 books.
73 books.
Okay, let me name them for you.
One, number one.
At number one, Genesis.
There you go. Secondly, of course, this is top of the Catholic Church. The Eucharist,
mm-hmm.
the real body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ that is the source and the summit of our faith.
Right.
That's it. That is why we go to Mass. Of course, that's the third one. When you say, I'm going to Mass, well, that's what the Catholics do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go to service. We don't go to you know, whatever special night. We go to Mass.
Right.
And that is a giveaway. We have sacraments. We have seven of the sacraments that is from the Catholic Church, and they're so biblical. Jesus instituted them himself. They're signs of the new covenant to extend his visible ministry and personally communicate saving grace to every soul. Of course, I don't remember my baptism, nor do you. I don't even know that I remember my first confession. I've been to confession so many times since then.
Right.
But I remember my first communion.
I do too.
And I remember, of course, my confirmation and wedding.
I actually do remember my first confession.
Do you really?
Because we did it right before our first communion.
The same day?
Pretty close to it. Yeah.
All right. I probably have blocked it out because I was so nervous.
Yes. I mean, I don't remember what I said. I just remember it. Yes.
So one of these sacraments is ordination. And actually, you know, in looking at ordination, deacons are a group of people who have the ability to receive all seven sacraments
mm-hmm.
because they are married and then they can take on the permanent diaconate. There are transitional deacons that, of course, are not married. And the anointing of the sick also. But when you think about ordination, and one of the things that is amazing when talking about it is the apostolic tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back all of the way, and that's one of the hallmarks. The hands that were laid on our priests and deacons today, hands laid upon them at their ordination, and so forth back all the way to the time of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That is our apostolic tradition. It has never broken
right.
in the Catholic Church. And that's a long legacy.
That's a huge legacy.
And of course, we have our beautiful saints. The Catholic Church canonizes them. And I always found that interesting because there are other faith communities, like Lutheran communities and Episcopal communities. They have saints too.
Right.
And their ancient saints were canonized by the church.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I guess, carry them along with them.
Today, St. Juan Diego.
St. Juan Diego. That, what a great saint day that is.
Yeah.
Of course, in just in a few days, we've got that beautiful feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. That's on Sunday.
That's right.
So, okay, and then these last few, of course, seasons and feasts, like you just talked about. And we have this liturgical calendar that moves us through the whole year. We have also our prayer and devotions. Drawing from salvation history, the church is a limitless reservoir of contrition, thanksgiving, sacramentals, blessings, petitions, praises, and adoration. That is kind of central to growing in our faith. We have the beautiful works of mercy. We have a long, splendid history of fostering education in the sciences and arts and culture to serve, well, the intellectual and spiritual needs. And she's an ambassador of God's justice.
Well, think about this. Think about the history of education and think about the history of healthcare.
Oh, sure.
All beginning with the church.
You know, there are great stories, and we used to laugh and talk with Mother Mary of the Angels. You know, she used to work, I believe she worked in the emergency admitting area of Providence.
Right.
And she always ensured that there was a bed for a person that needed it.
Mm.
I mean, boy, talk about, yes, sister, running, yeah, you know, things there. And then even in Vancouver, of course, our wonderful Sisters of St. Joseph.
That's right.
And they have their community that started the hospitals there. I always talk Mother Joseph, her statue is in the Capitol building,
mm-hmm,
in Olympia,
yeah,
in the state of Washington.
That's great.
And then the last of the 10 hallmarks of the Catholic Church, now that's the papacy,
mm-hmm,
itself. You know, Jesus himself founded the one holy, universal, and apostolic Mother Church upon the apostles, and in particular, St. Peter, whose
right
successor, the Bishop of Rome, is the chief servant of the servant of God. So the Pope's fatherly authority is a gift that provides unity for the diverse people of God from east to west. I cannot recall right now, and I want to say it is perhaps, it's one of the Pope's basilicas, mm-hmm, in Rome, Paul Outside the Wall, perhaps, or St. John Lateran, but all of the portraits of the saints, all of them circle the church.
Wow.
You can see every one of them, and they're all named. It's really incredible. And again, you look at a legacy all the way back to Peter.
Yeah. I have a poster in my office that shows, that lists all of the popes. And it's fascinating to go through it and start reading the different ones and the times that they were the pope. And there's a lot of them, but it's a fascinating look. And it really, the history of the church is on that poster with all of the popes.
And what the great part about living in this day and age, David, is especially, I think, with, it really probably started with Pope St. John Paul II, is we have a picture history,
mm-hmm,
of those popes.
Right.
Their speaking when they were young, pictures of their ordinations, even pictures when they were young boys. There's some pictures of Pope Francis when he was just a young man and
yeah,
a new priest. And boy, it's just this long history within our faith. Absolutely fabulous. So this was a great article, David. I think I will attach a link. So if you want to look through all of these hallmarks again and read up a little bit, well, head over to our podcast because I'll put the link there. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.